talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making right now. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today. Free t-shirt designed by Crute himself. Well, we're going to go back to the Civil War in the Republican Party. Civil War in the Republican Party. Donald Trump laying claim to controlling the Republican Party through his speech at CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, on Sunday. And here is the next salvo in the war. Yesterday, Moscow Mitch McConnell, said that he will back Lisa Murkowski for re-election to the Senate from Alaska. Now, why is that significant? Moscow Mitch is a wily coyote, survived in the political bush for a long time. He's an expert at jumping in and out with a knife, stabbing, retreating. With Trump, when Trump was elected in 2016, with Russian interference and all of that, I'm not going to reprise the whole thing, but he was elected president. Moscow Mitch had his back. Moscow Mitch went with him 100%, sucked up to him. Moscow Mitch defended him during the Ukraine impeachment. Moscow Mitch said it was fine, whatever he did over there, blackmailing our Ukrainian allies, going to withhold arms from them and support against the commie Ruskies who had occupied Crimea, taken back Crimea, just went right in and took it from Ukraine. Nobody wanted to go to a world war over that. And then they kept pushing west through Ukraine and murdering people. Moscow Mitch said that was fine. But Donald Trump told them, well, we're not going to do anything about it unless you try to get dirt for me and Joe Biden and his son. He sucked up to him all along until January 6th, 2021. He sucked up to him all through December and November. Even after Trump lost the election, Moscow Mitch said, well, I'm not going to comment who won it until the courts do this and the courts do that. But even Moscow Mitch gagged at January 6th, 2021, 2 months ago, less than 2 months ago. He saw people swarming the Capitol. He heard them say, hang Mike Pence. He saw Mitt Romney come very close to being captured. They had to turn him around and run down the hall. Saw people hiding in their offices. Saw a mob go through the Senate chambers, go through people's desks, steal Nancy Pelosi's computer. So Moscow Mitch, the worm turned. He is a worm. He turned. He turned halfway. During the impeachment proceedings, he said, I'm not going to bring it up for the conviction phase in the Senate. The earliest I can do it is the afternoon of January 20. Oh, really? Joe Biden was sworn in as president at noon on January 20. In other words, you're not going to do it while Trump's still in office. And then when it finally did come to the Senate, Moscow Mitch said, well, it should have come when he was in office, because now we have no jurisdiction. Well, first of all, that was false. They did have jurisdiction. But secondly, the reason it didn't come while he was in office is because Moscow Mitch blocked it, stood with Trump. But when the mob went into the Capitol, Brian Sicknick was killed. Another officer had his eye gouged out. Two others brain damaged from being beaten with lead pipes. Three fingers ripped off another. Another stabbed with a pole. One of the insurrectionists, a woman, trampled to death. Another one shot by law enforcement. That was too much for Moscow Mitch. So even though he voted, by the way, to acquit Trump, But then he said Trump's a criminal. He has criminal and moral responsibility. The prosecutors will look at it. That's the right forum. This is reprehensible. And he went full frontal against Trump. And the reason he went full frontal against Trump is because he thought, well, finally, people are going to get what a bad guy Trump is. We'll get rid of him from the Republican Party and restore the normal Republican Party. Well, el wrongo. Trump simply went up in the polls in the Republican Party. And then Moscow Mitch said not too long ago, maybe a week ago, Trump's the nominee in 2024. He'll support him. How can you support a guy you said is a criminal? How can you support a guy you said that the prosecutor should get, and that it was, he has criminal and moral responsibility for what happened? How can you support him? Well, he can support him because Moscow Mitch's whole life is being in the Senate. And even though he just got reelected against Amy McGrath in Kentucky, he's not up for 6 years. He likes prowling around the Capitol and having people basking in their adulation, saying that's Moscow Mitch. That's a big man. However, now Moscow Mitch is showing a worm-like hint of independence by saying he'll back Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski is the senator from Alaska. She's the only senator up this coming year, 2022, who voted to convict Donald Trump in the Senate trial, the only one. There are others that did it, but they're not up till 2024, 2026. So there's time for them to kind of try to repair their base. But Lisa Murkowski showed a lot of guts. And Moscow Mitch, and actually Rick Scott, the governor of the senator now from Florida, used to be the governor of Florida, the one who took the Fifth Amendment in front of a grand jury when they asked him about Medicaid fraud that his company committed and had to pay over $1 billion in fines. He took the Fifth. He said, I will not answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. And then he ran for governor, and everybody said, well, why should we have a guy that took the Fifth? And he goes, well, I didn't want to take the Fifth. My lawyer made me. Well, let me tell you something. A lawyer doesn't make you do anything. You're the client. In any event, he's the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. He's the guy that's trying to get these people reelected, Republicans, and Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, is a majority leader. So they have said they're going to back all incumbents. Moscow Mitch is backing Lisa Murkowski. And some people may say, well, good for Moscow Mitch. Maybe he's turned around again. Maybe he's jumping back in to stab Trump again. Because Trump demanded that Lisa Murkowski and the rest by name be expelled from the party. Well, it's none of that. What it is Moscow Mitch will do whatever he needs to do to keep his status, to keep his identity, to keep his feeling of self-worth. When he looks in the mirror in the morning, he has to be able to say, I am Moscow Mitch, except he won't say that. I am Mitchell. I am majority leader. I am a big man. It's intolerable for him not to be able to do that. And to do it, he has made the calculus that he has to back Murkowski, because if she wins anyway, and she may, Alaska is very strange. The word out of Alaska, heard this from a friend of mine, the ratio of men to women in Alaska is very lopsided. It's like three men for every woman or more. But the motto of Alaska is Alaska, where the odds are good, but the goods are odd. Anything can happen in Alaska. They may vote for Lisa Murkowski, and Moscow Mitch wants to hold of it. His caucus. So that's what Moscow Mitch is doing. So I think you can make some hay out of that. He's tweaking back at Trump. He's saying to Trump, no, we're not expelling anybody, even the people that voted to convict you, even the people that voted to convict you and are up in 2 years. Now it's 1.5 years. So stay tuned. Murkowski in Alaska, when she was elected in 2010, that's two elections ago, lost a primary. And she ran as a write-in. Now, statewide, think about that. You know how hard it is to win as a write-in? I mean, most write-ins, no one knows who they are. You have to get people to actually go down to the polls, get a ballot, and then check somebody else, and then write in the name Murkowski, which is a long name. And she did it. She did it. She convinced the people that beat her in the guy that beat her in the primary was a nut. And she's a good person, she said. So if she can win a write-in in 2010, she may very well be able to win this time, even though she voted to convict Trump. And the other tea leaf is we are going to put up a good Democratic candidate up there. And what we want is to make that a Democratic seat, even though Alaska is a tough state for Democrats. I don't know why. They're all subsidized up there, but that's what they are. But Murkowski, when she runs, is at least a little bit of an independent voice, just a worm-like little piece of independence in the Republican Party. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.